Blog Talk Radio.
We thank God for that selection. Two things, brothers and sisters, before we get started here. we've been talking about angels and been talking about Christ is so much better. And I know yesterday we didn't finish it, and anybody had any questions or whatever, we want to do that right after prayer. But first we're going to have a word of prayer. I don't know if this Evangelist Ursula new number or not, but let me see if so, man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Evangelist Ursula, this would you give us a word of prayer?
Hallelujah. Honor. It's an honor. Hallelujah. It's an honor and a privilege. Hallelujah, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for leadership. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for the pastors, preachers, and teachers, God. Thank you for the ones that send forth your word to your people, God. It's all about your kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven, God. I thank you for the leaders, God. I thank you for the examples that you put before me, God. Hallelujah. Help me, God, to be more like them. Help me to be like you. Hallelujah. Help me to seek your face, God. Help me to live, to praise, worship, and honor you, God. Keep me away from the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the things of the world. Bind them under my feet in the name of Jesus. I take authority right now over sickness, death, and disease in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, that in Christ all is well. Hallelujah. Cover us in the blood. Saturate us in your blood, God. Let the Holy Spirit reign in us and through us, God. Let us plant a seed in someone else. Hallelujah,
yes.
God. And we trust that you'll water it, Father. We thank
Great.
You, hallelujah, for your word. We thank
yes.
you for dominion, power, and authority, God. We thank you for loving us. Hallelujah. We thank you for the power of the blood. We thank you for your word because you watch over your word. Hallelujah. Give us your word, God, in our heart and in our minds, right? Keep our minds focused on you, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the opportunity to be on the 9 o'clock prayer. Hallelujah. Bless me, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless everyone that's on the phone line. Bless everyone from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Bless their bodies. Bless their health. Bless their mind, God. Oh, God, we pray that you open up the portals of heaven and rain your glory on us because it's power when your glory come down. Hallelujah.
We
worship you
right.
and we honor you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. I bless y'all. Love y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, the first thing this morning is that anyone had anything from yesterday they want to share? I want to do this before we get into the next phase of this lessons about angels, because I'm going to tell you right now, brothers and sisters, when we get to talking about angels, especially the fallen angels, Satan's going to find a way to captivate your attention. He's going to find a way to move you from this. So I want to go, I just be honest with you, many times I've talked on it. Every time, usually Satan get in the midst of people's lives and start trying to not let them hear, because the scripture said, they that have an ear, let them hear. And Satan tried to blind us because he's the God of this world. So we don't want to get into any of that. So anybody have anything they wanted to say pertaining to the good angels that we was talking about for the last 2 weeks, the good angels, the spirits, you know, the angels that have been a minister, angels that are ministering to us, who God sent, all the angels, the holy angels, I like to call them, the angels that's going to even return with Christ and help bear us up according to 1 Thessalonians. You know, I know we've been talking quite a bit about these angels, how they visit different people, everybody from Hagar to Mary, all these different angels that we've talked about, even how they appeared to Gideon and how they appeared to Joshua and how angels appeared to Moses, and angels are real today. So we're not talking about the good angels, but there's some invitation out here. So when Jesus said, in Hebrews 1 and 4, he's talking about all the angels now. He says, being made so much better then the angels, which is plural, as he have an inheritance and obtain a more excellent name than they, and more expressive than Lucifer. See, once you get, once we get to talking about these angels, you're going to find out how awesome Lucifer was and why he did what he did and how much power God gave Mardukasar. But anyway, but his name is better than Lucifer's name. And the fallen angels is called demons. And we're going to get into all of that. But I know yesterday I had told you guys that if anybody had anything to say, we'll see it today. So anybody have any comments? If so, press one, and we'll let you in from yesterday. Like I said, we want to get all this cleared up before we get into the, about these fallen angels. Anyway. Okay. Anyway, have any. And thank you, Evangelist Ursula, for that. I'm so happy you could join us from California this morning. It's a, it's truly a blessing just to hear your voice. All right. Pastor Bill, I'm going to ask you if you'll we're going to use two foundational scriptures to get this started. One of them would be Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. Are you able to read Evangelist Ursula?
No, sir, I'm at work.
Okay, no problem, no problem. Thank you. Pastor, I'm going to ask you to read it out of the King James Version, and we're going to talk about these. We're just going to lay the scriptures out today, and then we're going to talk about these things, especially once we get this foundation laid. But you have to understand how important this foundation is. So one of the scriptures is going to be Isaiah 14, 12 through 15, and the other one is going to be 1 Peter 5 and 8. These are going to be our foundational scriptures.
Amen.
Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord. And certainly enjoyed that song and also that awesome prayer. Amen. So Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 15 from the King James. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. To the sides of the pit. Amen. And then 1 Peter 5. And verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walk about, seeking whom he may devour. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And we'll give out more scriptures so you can all can always be ahead of where we're at once we get started with this. But let me lay the foundation first, and then we'll get into this. Because, see, when we're studying the subject such as Satan and his angel, also is called demons, we must realize that Satan's best and most unique work is to convince people that he does not exist. That's what Satan's good at. It's teaching people, oh, that ain't real. That's not a Satan. So if he can keep your mind off of there is a Satan, there's a Lucifer, you're in good shape. Because you'll never understand Ephesians 6. It says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the dark. Satan don't want you to know that. He'll want you to know you're in an invisible fight. So Satan will do all he can to keep, especially if you're a believer, God's people, that he does not exist. So I want you all to observe now for yourself the ways and number of times your attention is going to be drawn from this study. Satan does exist. He exists as a leader of the fallen angels. Jesus spoke of the devil and his angels, identifying them together, the devil and his angels. And boy, do I have something in store for you all. Because when you identify Satan or the devil and his angels, you identify them together. So the Bible records many, many names and titles, origins and works and powers and limitations of Satan and his, I don't know what you want to call it, all of his imps. In this very beginning of the history of man, and we can see this as Satan in defiance of God and harassment of man, but we know that in the end, Satan shall be ultimately destroyed forever. Trust and believe. So I'm going to be giving scriptures, and even in Genesis 3 and 1, you know, Satan started battling the Christ before Christ was Christ to us. And we'll talk about that a little bit too. But anyway, the subject of Satan and the fallen angels appeared prominently in the scriptures. The scriptures reveal Satan and his angels as personal, corrupted and evil force in the affairs of man. And Satan and the fallen angels should be studied as one subject because they are one in their rejection of God. So if Satan had never become Satan, that would have been no fallen angels, which we're going to call demons. So a lot of time I'll be referring to demons, and you'll know that these demons that I'm referring to are fallen angels, okay? These are sisters' forces is revealed to us progressively in the scripture because becoming more like they leader, which is Satan. But anyway, what's really important here is to know that none of these angels, none of them was greater than Christ. None of them carried the title that Christ had. And you have to know that because there has always been a fight. Christ are given, and as he appears as an incarnated Christ, the battle between Christ and Satan started, in Genesis 3:15. So I'm going to read that. In Genesis 3:15, and the battle continued to go on today. That's why it's important to know that Christ is so much better, and it's Christ has so much, the devil has so much power, brothers and sisters. If it was possible, he'll fool the very elect. You're a chosen vessel right now of God. But Satan can find a way, I'm telling you, man, to trick you. You think, oh, man, I did this, I've seen that. Let me tell you, Satan can trick you. The very best. But this battle is ongoing. So let me put that out there. It's ongoing. Pastor, you want to read that? Because this is really like the first encounter over there in Genesis 3 and 15.
Okay, Pastor. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her. It shall bruise thy heel, and thou shalt bruise his heel. I'm sorry, let me read that again, because that should have been hid. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Amen.
Yeah. See, the battle continued to go on. So here's the thing, brothers and sisters. To know the truth will make us free. We must be aware of all of the tricks of the devil. We must be aware of all truths, not just what we want to deal with, but all truths of God. Next to knowing the Lord Jesus and his saving grace, we must know the truth concerning Satan. He is like a roaring lion. That's why I had her to read over there in 1 Peter 5 and 8. The Bible says, be sober. You got to pay attention now. You got to be sober. Because your adversary, see, he's our adversary. And the Bible called him the devil. He is as a roaring lion. He's making a lot of noise. But he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. So you want to stay alert all the time. We as Christians, we must be alert all the time. You cannot fall asleep on that creature. I'm telling you.
All right.
He's going, while you're sleeping, he's already got devices. He got traps set for you. Can't go to sleep on it. You got to stay alert. And then the baby said, you got to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know you got to watch as well as pray.
Yes. Amen.
He'll make you think he great because he roar. You know, like, have you ever seen one of them Mustang roar, one of them fast hot cars? Boy, it's so loud. It's like, whoo, blow your... That's how Satan does. And you're going to learn all of his little tricks. But the devil is trying his best for every opportunity to ply away at us. To just like somebody out there on the ground trying to make ready for a garden. They began to dig and dig. Well, when I think about Satan, that's what he does. He's going to find a way to try his best to have the last word. See, that's another thing. You have to be... Satan wants to have the last word because he wants to prove to you. He wants to make a case to you and with you. When we get through with this lesson, you're going to know so much about the devil's, the tricks of the enemy. You're going to go like, wow, yeah, I've experienced that. Some of y'all probably already have experienced this. But I'm just saying, the Christian warfare is threefold. They're fighting against the world, the flesh, and the devil. So it's a threefold warfare. But when you learn this great truth about these fallen angels, we may break it down into two parts. Because Satan is a created being. According to Ezekiel, he was given the highest title in heaven. That's why he was called Lucifer. He was called the Morning Star, which is a symbol of his estate in heaven. So every morning, everything in heaven had to deal with Lucifer. And I'm going to show you that in Scripture. I'm going to show you God also goes beyond the king of Tyre to speak to Satan, because Satan had to identify himself. Even when the sons of God went to bring their offering, Satan was had to bring his. And he's talking about when the angels came before the, Satan had to bring his. When God's men, like Job, for instance, would bring his offering, well, Satan would go and bring his. That's why when you read the book of Job, you'll see that it really doesn't have a date. Some people call it the dateless past, because it doesn't really fit, like, say, among the other books. It's not chronologically or not even alphabetically, but it tells of a man who God loved, and he loved God, and he went through all kinds of changes and things just to prove his love to God, and he had to suffer a lot. He had to live a lot of stuff. But guess what? God gonna always replenish seven times more. Believe that. So you ain't losing nothing. You ain't losing nothing. You're just gaining. But we'll deal with that. Also, what changed Lucifer into Satan, or Lucifer into the devil? We'll give it proper name for it, and the fall of Satan. And that's going to be real important that we deal with that. And we're going to deal with the different names that the Bible call him. Everything from the adversary to the, I don't know, he's called the God of this world. He's called the prince of this world. And we're going to deal with that, because a lot of things we blame on God, we need to credit this to Satan, to Lucifer. And let me give you a good illustration, because a lot of times people miss this. Here we should say, oh, God, let that landslide come. He let the tornado come. He let the floods come. And God did that. Man, Satan is the prince of the air. When Adam gave up that power, this stuff, Satan, Adam was over. Adam was over the whole world until he gave it to Lucifer. So, and I'm going to show you in your own situation. Watch this. How is it that you know how to give good gifts, but God doesn't? How is it that you can believe that God had all these bad things happen to us on his watch, but yet we believe that God is so loving that all he does is play the blame game, seeing this, seeing that. Let me let you all get real today. You know good and well you wouldn't cause your child to be in a flood to kill him. And why you think God would do that? So you got to see God through the right eyes. You wouldn't let your child be in a car accident and their leg gets severed, one to the other, or necks get cut off. You wouldn't do your child like that. What make you think God does that? I can give you about two answers that make you think like that, because that's what Satan have taught us through these religion. He taught us that crazy stuff. And he told so many lies. And that's one of the things we're going to be talking about too, replacing some of these lies with truth. But when I tell you Satan, you know, he is a liar from the beginning. He'll call you a liar because he know he's a lie. See? And because he's Beelzebub, see? And Jesus called him out on several occasions. And so we're going to be talking about that. But I want you to know, Satan told so many lies, you should expect him to lie. So when you do get the truth, you'll know what the truth is. Stuff Satan say, you ought to know he lying. When he said you can't do something, you need to be saying you can do it. When he tell you you ain't, you need to tell him you are. You everything, the word of God say you are. You cannot be continued to believe by his lies and be trapped by that, because all of it is a curse. Because he wants you to say you're bad. He wants you to say you won't amount to anything. This is the kind of Satan talk Satan does. He wants you to think you'll never be successful. He wants you to think you were never good in school. I mean, when you think about some of the lying and told, I mean, just think about it. He tells you what you can't do. He tells you how stupid you are. Tells you you'll never do anything right. You know what? Let me tell you what Satan even did. Satan even tell you, you already knew that was going to happen. Because he wanted to show you the bad. He won't show you the good. He'll tell you, here you are saved, confessing you're saved. And Satan will tell you, you're still a sinner. He wants you to see everything in the sin world. He never wants you to see what's in the righteous world because that's what you are. When Christ saved you, he pulled you out of sin, put you into righteousness. Now, we need to advance. Amen. We need to be taught righteousness, God's righteousness, what God has to say about it. God doesn't call you no sinner. That's what Satan does. God only let you know that so you can appreciate him saving you. You need to know what you got saved from. But there ain't nothing to beat you up with every day. Like you go to some of these churches, and before the end of the sermon, the preacher going to show you how bad you are, how less you are. Not all the preachers, so please understand that. I know sometimes people get, they'll say to me, oh, well, Pastor, I didn't say it was your pastor. And so I ain't talking about all these pastors. I ain't talking about all these preachers. I'm just trying to get you some that does. So you have the right to pick out if your preacher walking in line with the word of God. If all he want to do is call you condemned, everything he does is to condemn you. And then the Bible says, therefore now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walking not after the flesh, but walking after the spirit. You're not condemned. So don't let Satan put that garbage on you. He'll tell you all kind of, oh, you know, you didn't give this and you didn't do that. He want to show you what you didn't do. Hey, how about what I did do? How about I had a word of prayer? How about I gave a word of prophecy? I gave a word of knowledge. How about that?
Amen.
You parents out here, if all you can do is point out all the bad your child does, let me tell you what, that child see you as a real hard-nosed parent. It don't see no love in you. If all, every time they diss and they bad and that, they don't never see no good. You don't never see no good in them. That parent view you as a real bad parent. And if you want to know the truth, there's some hate for them up in there. I hate him. I hate her. I can't wait till I get away. Because that's what you make that child feel. But there's some parents who made their children feel like, you know what, I don't never want to leave my mama. I'm going to stay with my mama and my daddy all my life because they love them. They know they can, they have protection. They know somebody is going to nurture them right. See?
Mm-hmm.
But Satan will trick you, man. I'm telling you. That's what he does. He's part of his operation where he shines when he can deceive people. Yeah, I got you now. Anything he can deceive you in or with. And drugs is just one thing, brothers and sisters. The lust of the flesh is another thing. There's a lot of things he can get, want to captivate our mind to get us thinking, this is the way life is, and it's not like that. God see you righteous. And I wouldn't care if you're walking out of sin. God see you righteous. I don't care if you're in sin. God see you righteous. David says, if I made my bed in hell, God's going to come and get me. Because David knew who God was. He knew I'm your child. You got to come get me.
Yeah.
Can't leave me down here. I don't care what I did. You ain't did that much that God can't save you. You ain't did something that grace can't reach you. Stop listening to them lies. Grace can go wherever sin went. If sin go in a bar, watch this. If sin go in a bar, grace can go in there. If you're dealing with folks that's so holy and they can't go around certain people, get rid of them folks. Show me where grace can't go. Well, you know, I used to do crack. Well, so what? If God tell you to go in there and get that one crackhead, go and get the one. Because there's 10,000 angels, good angels, rejoicing. because of that one sentence. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they came over to the other side. See?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's going to be interesting. And I can tell you, stay tuned. Anybody have any comments on what which way we're going about everything or anything you just want to say? Hallelujah. Just press one. Have any comments? Anybody? Hallelujah. Okay. Well, I'm excited about what God's going to do, so we'll see.